This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters marched through the streets of Dawei Sunday as part of a days-long demonstrations against Myanmar's military coup. It comes a day after a UN special envoy urged the Security Council to take action to quell junta violence that this past week left more than 50 peaceful protesters dead. The protests have been taking place in various cities around Myanmar since the February 1st takeover, which ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for five decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation and sanctions. Pope Francis says that Iraq's top Shiite cleric delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long beleaguered Christian minority. This all happened during the historic meeting where he and Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani got together. Al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says that Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. The Pope then traveled to the ruins of the ancient city and the traditional birthplace of the biblical patriarch Abraham for an interfaith meeting. Again, Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite leader have all come out, cleric, I should say, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani came together. This is VOA News. South Korea and the United States will now conduct its springtime military exercise this week, but the joint drill will be smaller than usual because of the coronavirus. The allies will begin a 9-day computer simulated command post exercise Monday. That's according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Before South Korea and the United States decided to move forward with the drills after comprehensively taking into consideration the COVID-19 situation, the maintenance of the combat readiness posture, the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and the establishment of peace, according to a statement. The drills will not include outdoor maneuvers, which have been carried out through the year, and a number of troops and equipment will be minimized due to the pandemic. In a camp at the U.S.-Mexico border, some asylum seekers were told by officials that the U.S. government would reopen their cases and they would eventually be able to enter the U.S. to wait out the asylum process. The new opening for people previously denied came as Mexican authorities worked to close the impoverished camp along the banks of the Rio Grande that has housed thousands of asylum seekers over the more than 2 years it existed. Last month, the Biden administration began processing asylum seekers who have been forced to wait out the long process from Mexico during the Trump administration. Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, emerged on Sunday from a strict week-long lockdown imposed after a community cluster of more contagious UK coronavirus variant. There were no local COVID-19 cases recorded on Sunday. There are still limits on public gathering in the city of nearly 2 million. However, masks are obligatory on public transport. The government said it might ease restrictions in Auckland further. Dozens of people gathered in front of the Minnesota governor's mansion to demand accountability for police officers. This is days before the former Minneapolis officer set to go on trial on the death of George Floyd. Many of the roughly 150 people who demonstrated in Minnesota were relatives of others who died in encounters with police. Similar protests were being organized in cities across the country ahead of the planned trial of Derek Chauvin. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.